Daily. It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
All the way from Moscow, Russia, we've got Pompeia in the 9 a.m. hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yes, good morning. 7 o'clock, ridiculous. I need to go and ablute.
What's a blute?
I need to perform my ablutions.
What?
I don't know what that means either, but I need some coffee, that's for sure.
Hey, I'm awake. I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, you have.
And welcome to the show, Jason Fetty.
I'm still dreaming. I'm dreaming of some really nice things, food mostly.
I'm pleased to do this with you. Daily Scramble Live is our new show on KX93.5 out of Laguna Beach, California. Organized tomfoolery, I like to call it.
I like it.
Chaos, yet intellectual chaos.
Intellectual madness, yep.
Yep.
On the morning here on KX93.5.
Would you like to know what we're going to do today on the show?
Oh, I suppose so.
Let me pull up my extenuous prep sheet.
I'd like to see the menu, if you don't mind.
We're going to talk about some news, some local, some OC, some world and box office news. We've got a story about how the audio cassette is still relevant. Plus, we'll do it only in Laguna File. Jason Fetty's going to sing the police blotter.
That's a terrible idea. Terrible idea.
The police blotter. And Pompeia's going to join us. Yes, they are from Russia. They'll be here in the 9 a.m. hour. We're going to play Indie Band or with them. It's our new show, Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.
Killer.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
All right, first up in local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, police say a 57-year-old homeless man, Joel Murphy, was found dead of a suspected drug overdose in the parking lot of the Laguna Beach homeless shelter about 7 a.m. Friday. There were no signs of foul play, and witnesses who were with the man the night before told police he possibly could have used drugs earlier. Captain Jason Kravitz says an autopsy will be conducted. The coroner's office estimated the time of death at 2 a.m. Kravitz says our hearts go out to the family members and we are making every effort to find them. He says the victim was known to police and had been in the area for several years. Looking deeper in Orange County, a California company is recalling its cucumbers after a salmonella outbreak that has sickened 285 people in 27 states and killed a San Diego woman. Andrew and Williamson Fresh Produce of San Diego on Friday voluntarily recalled its limited edition brand garden cucumbers, which were grown in Mexico. Health officials say the cucumbers are the likely cause of hundreds of illnesses since July 3rd and the August 17th death of the 99-year-old woman.
Am I allowed to laugh during the news?
I don't know. I see you smiling.
I love a story about a cucumber, even if it was recalled. I've had my cucumbers recalled
before.
You're
not afraid of salmonella. Shall I continue?
My wife recalled the cucumber last night.
I'm not sure if you're going to laugh at the next story, so that's why I'm not sure if you're supposed to interrupt with laughing. The next one is much more serious. All right, how about world news?
Yep. Gone.
Conflict, persecution, and poverty are creating more refugees on the move in Europe than the world has seen in decades, mostly from Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. Germany has been the most welcoming, pledging just yesterday over 3 billion euro toward the migrant crisis. Pope Francis also announced this weekend that every Catholic parish in Europe would host one migrant family each. Many walking from Greece through Macedonia, Serbia, and Hungary, and finally into Austria, the crisis has resulted in calls from the United Nations and European Union officials for European countries to stand shoulder to shoulder, the like of which has not been seen since World War II. And finally, in box office news, after a strong second week, the Christian drama hit War Room has dethroned Straight Outta Compton from number one with a $9.3 million box office take. Meanwhile, A Walk in the Woods does well this weekend, $8.4 million, while The Transporter Refueled had the worst opening ever for the series at $7.1 million. The War Room, by the way, says it's a seemingly perfect family, looks to fix their problems with the help of Miss Clara, an older, wiser woman. Prayer is a powerful weapon. That's number one.
Wow, some kind of religion in the old film news this week.
I've never even heard of that film.
Neither have I.
Yeah, well.
In fact, I wouldn't have heard of any of them except I went to the movie theater this week.
You did?
This weekend, I went to see a film.
Wait, so our local movie theater closed and then you went
somewhere else.
At a different movie theater.
Of course.
Yeah, what'd you see?
I saw Amy.
I don't know what that is.
It's about Amy Winehouse.
Oh.
You got to see this film.
Is it a documentary?
It's a documentary. Well, it's footage from her life.
Huh.
Her life was too short.
Yes.
This film is too long.
Okay.
but it's really harrowing.
She was, what, 27, right?
She was 27.
She was in the 27 Club.
Yeah. Turns out that's actually not a thing, you know.
It's not?
Many more musicians have died at different ages.
Well, yes, but...
than 27.
But the point is, it's consistent.
It's not really.
No?
No, it's... we look at the human brain looks for patterns, Tyler.
So are there... Thank you, Jason. Yeah. So is there another age that more musicians have died at consistently?
I don't know. That's where the story ends for me.
This is why we prep the show. Facts straight before we start.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. But the thing is that Amy was 27 and she was actually quite she was a genius. She was a musical, what do you call it? A thing. She was a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. Well described.
Mm.
We're KX93.5. This is Daily Scramble Live. Shall we try something?
Okay.
We're moving into weirder, crazier news now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have you finish the headline or at least fill in the blanks in headlines to see if you can figure out what's going on in the story, and then we will reveal the story.
Right.
Do you understand?
No.
Okay, here we go. So a company is still making blank, and sales are better than ever.
Finish the headline.
How do you like that?
I love it.
Okay, so
right. Wait a minute. So a company is making...
You were too distracted.
What was it?
A company is still making blank, and sales are better than ever.
Can Finish I just the headline.
Okay, here's the thing. I probably sound like I'm quite awake. It's 7:15 in the morning. Doing all right. We're having conversations. But my brain is not retaining any information at all. This is what's wrong with me at this time of the morning. You say something, and I immediately forget what it is you just
did
said.
Did you forget both times?
My wife complains about this. She talks to me in the morning, and she says, can you do this? Can you do that? And make sure you go there at 2:00. And can I bring the dog at 3:00? And blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah. And I forget all of it in the car on the way to work.
So did you actually forget what I said twice?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like it one more time?
I would like it one more time.
A company is still making blank.
Yeah.
And sales are better than ever.
Finish the headline.
A company is still making blank and sales are better than ever. Frankincense.
No. The answer is audio cassette tapes.
Oh.
Audio cassette tapes are not dead. In fact, somebody in Springfield, a company in Springfield that opened in 1969, just had its best year ever in sales last year.
Can't believe it.
People are buying them because hipsters want the retro revolution, if you will, and bands who are also equally hipster are buying them to make their music on the cassette and sell it.
Oh, they sound terrible, cassettes. Are you sure it's not myrrh?
What?
What's myrrh? What? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I don't know what that is.
Myrrh. That's the sound of your cassette tape going around. Myrrh. Horrible things.
People ask me often if I know what cassette tapes are, and yes, I do. Thank you. I had some when I was a kid.
They're that thing that's on the front of people's hipsters' t-shirts.
I have
seen
one.
That t-shirt?
I have that shirt.
Yeah.
I think you saw that shirt on me. So anyway, 70% of their sales is bands and people using cassettes to make their album. Yeah. 30% is actually blank cassettes.
Yeah,
people
sure.
just buying a blank cassette.
And 100% is to lunatics.
They sold more than 10 million tapes in 2014, and sales are up 20%.
What
crazy.
A waste of plastic.
Unbelievable. Would you like to go to the next story? Now,
yeah.
you get it, right? You
okay.
getting it now? Okay, so despite the popularity of Rickrolling on the internet, Rick Astley has only earned blank from royalties.
Finish the headline.
$10, never gonna give. That's him, right?
Very close. $12.
$12, wow.
Because you're familiar with Rickrolling, right?
Yeah.
So that's when you say, like, look at this cute cat jumping off this cabinet. You click it, turns out it's Rick
Astley.
It's
Rick going, never gonna give,
exactly.
never gonna... Now, well, of course, Rick didn't write the song, that's why. It was written by Stock, Aitken, and Waterman.
Okay.
They were the production team that made those records.
See, that's why I was going to ask you this, because you have your music on YouTube, you have it on Spotify and iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of that make you any money?
Yeah, I got a check yesterday.
For?
For $26.
Okay, and that's iTunes downloads and stuff?
And some weird like formats that you've known, or platforms that I'd never heard of.
So you've made more money than Rick Astley ever made on YouTube?
Yes. Yes, that makes me feel better about my $24 check.
$12. So if you're trying to make
it
big on YouTube as an artist.
$24.92.
That's how much
you are platforms like, obviously, Spotify's Rhapsody. What's Slacker Radio? Never heard of it.
You're on that as well.
I'm on Deezer. What's that?
Is that a German?
I don't know. I'm on Beats Music. I've heard of that. iTunes, obviously.
Wait, so you got to check and it shows you the list of all the things
Rumblefish.
You get paid for?
It gives
for.
You the whole distribution,
How much
yeah.
did you make for iTunes?
iTunes. iTunes UK, $8.09. iTunes US, $7.64. iTunes Canada, $4.83.
That's not multi-international artist.
And it's but these are for like I think it's quarterly. This I seem to remember. I don't remember.
Oh, so you got a $26 check
for the quarter
once every 3 months.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not just a professional
is
musician.
Is this how you make your money?
It's not good.
Well, this is why. I mean, seriously, it's why gigging and concerts and touring is so important to bands, right? Because you're barely making any money from sales.
Absolutely, and I suspect that if I was clever about marketing and I did more online stuff, I could probably at least double this and get $50 a quarter. Hey, I'm not knocking it. $24.92. Me and the wife go for breakfast. It's fine.
You're still richer than Rick Astley.
That's right.
So congratulations. Jason Fetty's here. I'm here. We're Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. How are you feeling?
Morning. Wonderful. Lou Reed there in the morning on the radio. It's 25 past 7. And, Lou Reed from Velvet Underground. So, Tyler Russell, it's back to school day today. Can you remember those heady days?
Yeah, man, I do. I remember being very particular. I mean, I've always been particular about my hair. even when I was in seventh grade, my mom and I would work hard on what we were doing that day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hairdo the day before. Nice, plenty of product in there.
Yeah, I had bleach blonde spiked tips at one point.
Yeah.
I think that was fifth or sixth grade.
Okay.
That was very hot in the boy band era.
It's not surprising that you had to go into business for yourself in the end, is it really? Because you were never going to get any qualifications worrying about your hair on the way to school.
It was the first day.
Yeah.
I remember one day, my first day of school. And by the way, welcome back, Laguna Kids, to school if you're driving right now. My first day, I had a big new mop haircut, which I quite liked, a big bowl mop.
Really?
And they were covering my ears. And one kid say, hey, where are your ears? And I was so demoralized.
Ruined your life.
Because he asked me where my ears went. I still remember this.
Yeah, no, that kind of thing can really upset a child.
So, I condone making sure you look your best on your first day of school.
Yeah. We were poor. So,
oh.
But we always had a school uniform, and I always felt sorry for the kids that we had to wear ties. I mean, a proper, like, full-on school uniform, tie, V-neck sweater, like the whole nine yards. All the way through school.
Is this true? I mean, I picture pretty much every English school.
I don't know what it's like anymore. It's probably not quite as strict, but the reason why they do it is to make it, and I'm going to use a big word now, egalitarian. Everybody, well, it means that everybody, the playing field, to excuse the pun, is level for all the kids. So all the kids wore the same clothes.
Right, that's the idea.
But you could tell who the posh kids were because of the shoes.
We had a dress code, too. I went to a private school, in high school especially. No logos allowed on clothes.
Right.
And girls couldn't have their fingertips on their thigh go farther than their skirt.
I see what you're saying. Right. Between the knee and the skirt.
Yeah, it couldn't be any shorter than that.
Somebody once told me that that's a sign of the aristocracy. That's a sign of, like, truly rich people, no logos on the clothes.
Really?
Yeah, somebody told me that because they have the clothes made or, yeah.
Right.
You've
now
got Larry David on your pocket.
Face of Larry David on my pocket. This is my new favorite shirt, by
the way.
It's
great. It's really great. So it just made me want to just curb my enthusiasm for your T-shirt.
Well done.
Yeah.
So everybody's back today, I think. Thurston, Top of the World, Laguna Beach High, right? Everybody's back today.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about a post-summer back to school day? Does it affect you?
Well, I mean, the tourists leave town.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for me, people celebrate the fact that tourists are leaving, and there's a whole pub crawl that happens. In fact, it just happened this weekend. People go from pub to pub, bar to bar, drinking and celebrating the demise of the tourists. But on the other side, you know, I always think, God, that's not very clever because we need the tourists in the town. And I always, the beginning of summer, I always go, great, the tourists are here. Business is going to be good. Things are going to happen for people. It's going to be all right. But I'm telling you, by now, I'm like, you know what? Just go home for a few days.
Well, they'll be home for a few months now.
I know. But I think things are going to be cool. Laguna Beach is beautiful any time of year, and people do visit. I actually had a haircut for the end of summer myself yesterday.
I noticed that when you walked in this morning looking like you just woke up, which, of course, you did. You have new hair.
I do have new hair, yeah.
Yep,
my ears have been lowered.
Did you know that the lifeguards rescued over 1,700 people in town this weekend?
Oh, my goodness, me,
1,700
really?
People.
Wow.
So that's over.
Is that actually a stat? 1,700 people.
I saw it.
Crikey. I mean, was any... I mean, there's not... Nobody died, obviously.
No, I did not see any deaths.
Crikey.
Yeah.
I mean, people probably just freak out. There's an undertow and people...
Well, it was Big Surf this weekend.
Yeah.
It was the Brook Street.
Yeah.
It was Big Surf, which unfortunately I don't have the results for, but we can talk about
it
that.
It was banging, dude. It went off.
Time.
It went off.
You would know.
I would have no idea. But that's what they say, right?
I've got a really important question. I'm embarrassed to ask this because you're going to ask me back. How many times did you go to the beach this summer?
Never.
Now ask me.
And that's not true. We went to the beach together. We went to Aliso Creek Beach a number of times.
I'm not counting
to do
that.
Remotes.
For social, personal reasons.
Never.
Okay?
You?
Not once.
No.
It's depressing, though. Isn't
no,
that sad?
Well, I don't know, man. It's very sandy and it's wet.
I hate admitting that. I hate admitting that.
I know.
But it's just that we're just not really beach people.
We're not really. And when I first got on the radio, I remember hearing, remember Sean who used to work here?
Yeah.
Sean used to sort of make snide comments about the beach. And I used to think to myself, you can't do that in Laguna because it's the part of our culture here. And I don't want to make a snide comment about it. I love the beach.
No, I don't have any disrespect
no,
at all.
No, me either. But it's just not my thing. Yeah, exactly.
I think I have so much respect and admiration for surfer and surf culture. And, you know, we have James Pribram on the show a couple times a week. And I feel like we can talk the talk, but by no means do we
walk. I'm not walking the walk.
Yeah, exactly.
I own a surfboard. You know, I've had one for years.
I do too. Maybe a future segment on the show is we go to the beach.
Every time I've been out on that surfboard, I've hurt myself. Every single time. If I'm not scraping my back along on the sand, you know, in the white water,
yeah.
Or I just come off it and the board hits me in the face, or whatever. Every single time I go out, for years, I've been here 15 years. For 10 years, I went out once a week with
really?
This board, yeah, and just completely.
And you never got there.
I
learned in Costa Rica.
Oh.
I went to Costa Rica a couple summers ago, and I got taught by this great Costa Rican guy on this deserted beach, and I stood up on like my second try, and then I never went again.
I hate you.
Thank you. This is Daily Scramble Live, our new show. I'm Tyler Russell. That's Jason Fetty.
Yep.
Coming up, Jason's going to sing the police blotter.
Jason's going to sing
the Laguna Beach
police
blotter.
This is a very
blotter.
Bad idea.
This is a real segment, and we hope it is successful. But right now, Jason Fetty, are you ready for this?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Now, this is a good idea. Okay, your sorbet of the day. What's your sorbet of the day? It's floss for your brain.
I like that.
You know, I wake up in the morning and you're thinking about whatever it is, you're obsessing about whatever it is. So the idea of this is it's a cleanser for your mental palate. That's what the sorbet of the day is. So here it is. Today it comes in the form of a tip, of a hint for living, for good living. Here it is. People often say that you can avoid or diffuse an argument by counting to 10. In today's busy world, save time by beginning to count at the number 4. Or, if you're in a real hurry, try starting at 5.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Good.
Right?
It worked.
Let's open the Only in Laguna file.
All right, well, this is a segment you've heard of before, the Only in Laguna file, as we do here on KX93.5, our new show, Daily Scramble Live. Hello, Jason Fetty.
Good morning.
So we're gonna cap this segment by Jason, in fact, singing some of Laguna's
right, this is,
police
I think this, I'm not sure how good an idea this is. Do we do this every day?
No, we don't do it every day.
All right, well, at least there's that.
We're both still, it's a brand new show if you're just tuning in. We're just starting a brand new morning show, so we put a lot of work and prep into today's program and are indeed a little concerned about how to duplicate that.
Tyler and I, like, we've become one person. We are Davey Scramble Live.
What?
It's Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty, and together they're Davey Scramble. Yeah,
I still like English and the Muffin as our rejected morning show.
English
name.
And the Muffin. Yeah.
Yeah, you were English, I was the Muffin.
You were gonna have. You was gonna be Jew and Whitey.
Yeah, well,
that's
that
a
one
terrible
was a,
name.
That was a little non-PC.
Right.
So we went with Daily Scramble Live. All right, here's a story from today's Laguna Beach police blotter, which of course is filled with hilarious naivety. A 911 caller told police last Wednesday morning that a man was hanging out on Laguna Canyon Road right in front of the dog park. Guess what he was doing?
Watching his dog have a poo.
Throwing rocks.
Good.
He was, of course he was, throwing rocks. Eddie, 28 years old, he was throwing rocks at vehicles. He was smashing windows and, quote, fraying nerves. He says that.
He actually broke some windows with
yeah.
the rocks.
He threw rocks at cars.
Moving cars?
Yes, moving cars.
God, it's like the West Bank around here.
Police say the damage to two cars only, was $2,200. He was then arrested for felony vandalism.
You fool.
What's the lesson here, Jason?
dear, oh dear. Just don't. Don't do that.
Just don't do that.
Yeah.
That's all I got. What do you got?
Okay, so 7:58 p.m. August 27th. Officers were called twice, to Whole Foods Market to defuse an unruly man who was arguing with customers and employees. Officers spoke with the man and learned that he was on active parole. He was searched, and of course, a knife was found in his possession. His parole officer ordered that Frank Lee Russell Wilson, 48, will be held without bail.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Frank, maybe it's a spelling mistake. Maybe it says, frankly, Russell Wilson, 48. It's Frank Lee Russell Wilson. Frankly, Russell Wilson, 48, will be held without bail for violating his parole terms.
And this is what the song is about.
This is what the song... So I was looking at this at 3 o'clock this morning, and I thought, I've got to do something. So I did this. And you can sing along with the chorus if you like.
I can't sing.
Can you hear this?
Remember, this is exclusively your segment.
You ready?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do this in the style of Bob Dylan. I'll try and make it so you can hear the words. Frankly, Wilson, 48, has found himself in trouble. He got upset at Whole Foods because the price was more than double. They've got a flair for the Bartlett pear and your fancy Gorgonzola. But Frankie raged at the register and he broke his own parole. Like that? Singing. He won't buy kombucha again. No, he'll never buy kombucha again. He won't score no kombucha, not in the near future. At least not in Laguna. At no point of sale computer. No, he'll never buy kombucha again.
A piece of art, seriously.
You like that? That's wow. For Frank Lee Russell, 48.
Incredible. That was amazing. that was our new segment called Singing the Police Blotter.
I told you it was a terrible idea.
No, Jason, this is the best thing we will do on this show. I am 100% sure. Locals love it because...
But it took me an hour and a half. I have not got an hour and a half a day to work on this.
We're only doing it twice a week. Can you dedicate twice? And I promise you, if I said to the listeners right now, should Jason dedicate an hour and a half a week to sing our local police blotter, it would be a resounding yes.
You reckon? I'll do it. You know, I might reprise it at Hotel Laguna on Saturday night.
Please do. That would be. It's a great thing. It's a good way to promote the show. Every Saturday, you should sing this week's police blotter song. Mm. You can make a CD of this. My mind is going crazy really? About
we're gonna
how
be rich. How are we gonna be rich?
This will be
richer than Rick Astley.
I'm so very impressed. For another point of music, would you like to hear our jingle that has to do with Daily Scramble Live as we go out to a musical break?
Please.
We're KX93.5. Okay, ready, Jason Fetty?
Yep.
Target just applied to have a blank in Chicago.
Finish the headline.
Target just applied to have a pair of underpants. What do they do at Target? They sell underpants, right?
They sell a few things, but maybe that's the only thing you've ever bought at Target.
Yeah, I don't know.
A full bar.
Wow.
Target is going to put in a full bar in Chicago if the city grants them their wish. They could start adding bars to over 1,800 stores if this first one is popular. They're borrowing the idea from Whole Foods, which has bars at a bunch of different stores. And a research consultant, says that Target is trying to make their stores places where cool people hang out and, of course, spend money.
I can see it's, you know what, it's not a bad idea. I can see that Target bar.
Well, right now there's a Starbucks and a McDonald's in most Targets.
Right. No, I can see that. Let's the sort of Target bar, very trendy. Won't last long, but trendy thing. Yeah. Target bar. They've got the market. They've got the big Target sign, and it could be like, you know, like a cocktail sort of thing. I can see that.
I think this is the difference in our generations, because I think this is the stupidest.
Oh, it is a stupid. No, I agree. It's stupid as old get out.
But you think it could be?
I think
cool.
It could work for a little while. It's not a beer bar, is it? This is like a.
Like a cocktail
sort of thing, yeah.
I guess if they can get a liquor license, I can't imagine that that's incredibly easy.
There's this whole shabby chic sort of vibe about it too, that, you know, people that would never normally be seen dead in Target would go because it's, I don't know, I hate this kind of thing because I corporate nonsense.
Well, as long as Walmart doesn't get a bar, I think the world is safe.
Right. So what would Walmart bar sell? I don't know. Thunderbird wine.
Schlitz and Pat's Blue Ribbon.
There you go.
I was in a film festival this weekend and I drank both of those beers. Oh. I'll tell you about it later.
Cool.
Daily Scramble Live. This is Finish the Headline. A cop brought bought a homeless guy blank, and now photos of it are going viral.
Crack cocaine.
Finish the headline.
Oh.
Sorry. Try again.
A cop bought a homeless man
blank.
See, my brain's starting to work now.
And now photos of it are going viral.
Do you know
what?
Finish
the headline.
Try again.
Finish the headline.
Because it's 10 after 8, and this is the time I would normally be waking up.
Perfect.
Okay,
so
a cop bought somebody something, and what happened?
And photos of it went viral.
He bought him a prostitute for his birthday. I don't know.
He bought him a burrito.
Oh!
A Chipotle burrito.
That's nice of him.
And the reason I like this story is because, obviously, there's so much ill will toward police officers right now. But a 35-year-old veteran of the force who was just about to retire found a homeless dude who he had seen several times before, bought him a burrito, and he ate it with him inside Chipotle, and somebody took a photo, and it went all over Facebook, and the police force commended him.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I
was at the pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
This yesterday, here in town.
Right.
Firefighters. They're first responders, aren't they? They're like the police.
Sure.
They're a bit warmer and fuzzier than the police.
Well, I think it's just a stigma, though, too, because when you hear so few stories about police people doing something nice, it never makes the news.
Right.
Something like that happens every day in every town in America, I bet.
Sure.
And that would happen to make the news because somebody posted it to Facebook. But next time police is seen harassing someone, of course, every phone around goes out.
Right.
That's what people look for.
It would be that. I tell you, you know what? I think that'd be a nice thing to do. Film the police doing nice things and post those things on Facebook too. And then they can't complain when people post nasty things that they do. Film everything they do. Film them in their homes. Film them having a shower in the morning. No, I don't.
I love our local police force. I have a lot of admiration and respect for police in general. And I think this story is an important one. You know what they're doing right now to curb DUIs in Laguna? They're actually going to bars, giving people free breathalyzer tests, cops are.
Yeah.
And if they're over 0.08, they give them a voucher to Uber.
They've been doing that in Europe for years. It's a great
home.
Idea.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's just goodwill from police to people. All right, you want one more finish the headline story?
Go on then.
A receptionist in Canada with no medical training incorrectly glued a boy's what during a procedure?
Oh,
finish
no.
the headline.
No. Come on. It's too easy.
Would it be what you think?
She glued a boy's lip.
Close. Glued his eyes shut.
His eyes.
He glued his eyes shut.
Mm.
Here's the story. This is terrifying. So a cat scratched a kid, and they ended up going to a Quebec clinic on Canada Day.
Yeah.
Which is a holiday.
Mm.
And only one person was at the clinic.
Of course.
A doctor and a receptionist. Mm. The doctor was busy. So the receptionist was like, okay, I can handle it. So the receptionist went back and tried to seal the small cut on the eyelid, used something terribly wrong, and glued his eye shut. And the mom is apparently not suing, but just going public about this.
He's got another eye anyway. The kid's got another eye.
He's
it's all right. But they go for the eyes. I heard that cats go for your eyes.
Well,
they
that
go for dogs' eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was charged $150 for the visit, but it was later refunded.
Yeah. They get the money back for the glue as well. I don't know. It's a horrible thing. My wife was scratched by a cat a few weeks ago. Really nasty. Had to take antibiotics. Went to the hospital and everything, apparently. I don't know.
Where were you?
I wasn't there.
I actually remember you getting that phone call.
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
And then you came home. You came home weeks later.
I just liked them.
You just didn't want to see her
like
that? Good. Yeah. Did you share it?
God, no.
We're Daily Scramble Live. That was our news and Finish the Headline. Jason Fetty, you feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel good.
Let's play a song.
All right.
Here's a silent film on KX93.5, and we'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. No idea. Is it Bob Marley?
Yes.
Yeah, of course it is.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I knew who it was.
Hey, what's our new show
called? Just being silly. It's Daily Scramble Live. Good morning. It's 20... 3 minutes past 8.
Yeah.
Something like that in the morning. And we have a new show on KX93.5. Tyler Russell, Jason Feddy, Daily Scramble Live. How about that?
Well,
we're just doing things. We're having jokes and fun, and Tyler's eating his honey bunches of oats, and I've had 16 cups of coffee, and things are good.
I call it organized tomfoolery.
Mmm. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let Your Hair Down. It's Daily Scramble Live.
I thought that was great. It didn't work very well. We tried a few.
Oh, we've got this one.
Daily Scramble Live, where the sunny side is always up.
I'm particularly proud of that one. I really think it sounds really good. Is it obvious it's an egg breaking?
I heard the egg. Yeah, clearly. Yeah, clearly. Yeah. So, yeah, this is our new show. It can be heard anywhere online at kx935.com. We plan to podcast it every day, so you can subscribe on iTunes or listen right from our website, kx935.com. Or if you're in town, you can listen to us on the FM on 93.5. And it's brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And we're really curious if you hate it or like it.
Yeah, right? I'm kind of curious. I'm not curious if you hate it.
If you like it, we're curious.
If you like it, we're very curious. You can text us.
You can text us, 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. We encourage people joining in on whatever it is we're talking about and to give us some general feedback, because we're really insecure people.
Yeah, and if you hate it, we hate you.
Yeah, just don't tell us that.
Exactly.
We don't take criticism very well at all.
Not at 25 past 8 in the morning.
No.
If you don't mind.
So, Jason Feddy, this weekend I went to the Telluride Film Festival.
Oh, so I believe you went on a fancy jet up there or something, someone told me.
No fancy jets.
No?
It's just that you have to fly a small plane into the Telluride Airport. Yeah, they don't have commercial flights.
We just presumed that you'd flown in on a lobster, on a golden lobster.
You would hope so. What a golden lobster.
I don't know, because you're posh. You're a posh kid. So we just, you know, in the office, the talk is always that. We do it in a loving way.
I'm sure.
It's fun, you know, we love you, but we just.
Enlightening to me. Thank you for sharing.
Behind your back, we make jokes about, where's Tyler? Oh, he's gone skiing on lobsters. Because that would be a fancy and expensive thing to do. That would be an expensive thing to do, right? Lobster's an expensive thing.
Do I have caviar in my Camelback?
Caviar. You go skiing on lobsters on caviar.
Does my Nalgene have raw oysters
in it?
What the
hell's Nalgene? I've no idea. But there's a whole mountain of caviar.
Mm-hmm.
And
I ski on that.
Only posh people can go skiing on it. It's very expensive.
Anyway, we were at the Telluride Film Festival. I've been several years in a row. And they usually show a lot of Oscar-contending movies well before they come out.
Yeah.
So we got to see a couple ones that'll probably be considered this year. There's a new movie about Steve Jobs called Steve Jobs that has no relation to the Ashton Kutcher Jobs film from a couple years back. You remember that? Steve Jobs is the founder of Apple.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
You're looking at me. You're just looking at me, and I'm just trying to help you out.
You're talking, and I'm not hearing any of the words.
He had a tumultuous career in Apple. He was the CEO, and he invented the Macintosh computer.
Yeah.
But then his new computer was a huge fail, so he got fired. And then he came back about 5 years later and did the iMac, which is the one from 1988.
What was the one that failed? I don't even remember it.
It was the Macintosh. The original Macintosh computer failed horribly.
Right, he came back with the iMac
tremendous in 1988.
Computer, yeah.
And then he did a lot of stuff, and then he died. And now there's a movie about him. It's directed by Danny Boyle, the same guy who directed Slumdog Millionaire and a few others. And it's
The Commitments, I think, is him too.
Okay.
Danny Boyle, yeah.
Written by Aaron Sorkin, who did The Social Network, that very fast-paced, high-energy dialogue. And Seth Rogen was there, and Kate Winslet was there, and somebody else.
How was the movie?
It was good. I didn't see anything that really blew me away this year, which I typically do, with the exception of one film called The Room that I'll tell you about. But it was okay.
Isn't it a bit of a big yawn? I never saw The Social Network.
I really like The Social Network.
Do you think I should watch that film?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Isn't it like, you know, all right, it's these sort of nerdy techie guys, and they
That's
have
exactly
an incredible success.
Yes.
And great, all right.
Precisely.
Whatever.
But
it's not The Sopranos, is it?
It is sort of, because Mark Zuckerberg got sued, right, for stealing the idea for Facebook from his fraternity brothers, and that's what The Social Network is about. Anyway, your expression now is about how I felt about Steve Jobs. I really like Social Network. I didn't really like Steve Jobs. But he's a total dick, which I didn't really know until I watched this film.
Really?
A complete ass. And he was mean to everybody and hateful, and nobody liked him. And I was reading an article this morning, in the wake of this movie, saying that there's no record of Steve Jobs ever publicly donating money to anybody. Wow. He had $8 point something billion.
Goodness me.
And no record of ever donating money.
The opposite of the other guy who's at Microsoft. What's his name?
Bill Gates. Is very public about it. Now, it's possible that he hid his donations. He's been quoted saying, my business is my business. I don't donate in order for people to
know
say that I'm doing nice things. But still, to not show up in any tax return or anything,
right. Well, then
I don't know
do
how.
It. Yeah.
Mm. So you learn a lot about this guy who was not a very friendly guy, but very revolutionary.
Maybe in order to have big success, you've got to be a douche, which is, you know, why this radio station is such a big...
And why this show will be very successful. So anyway, it was fun. That was the one I saw. Room was a great film when it comes out. It's about this mother and son who have been kidnapped and are trapped in a shed for 7 years. And then they have to escape and deal with the world.
7 years?
They're trapped in a shed. It's not real. It's not a real story.
It's not a real story. Yeah, fiction, there was another movie that was similar story some years ago that I saw on the, I don't know. Yeah.
Good. Wow, sounds great.
There you go. That's really good information, isn't it? That's why I get the big bucks on this radio station.
Hey, do you want to sing the Only in Laguna file again coming up in a second?
Sure, why not?
Do it right.
Are we
going to
do, we're going to do the sorbet of the day again soon?
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Now, this is going to, we're going to get some music going for this in future. So it's like a meditative, because the point of this is that when one wakes up, a lot of people, I've got monkey brain. So I will wake up with something in my mind, obsessing about something, blah, and I need some kind of mental cleanser for my palate.
Floss.
Floss for the brain, if you will. And so here's today's sorbet of the day. It's the first ever sorbet of the day. Here we go. People often say that you can avoid or diffuse an argument by counting to 10. You've heard people say that, right?
I have.
Just count to 10.
Yep.
Just count. Breathe, count to 10. In today's busy world, save time by beginning to count at the number 4. If you're in a real hurry, try starting at 5.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Daily scramble, daily scramble life. Daily scramble, daily scramble life.
I'm going to play that nonstop.
You like that?
I love it.
It's a lot of kazooing.
It's perfect amount of kazooing.
You like the kazooing?
Should we thank Laguna Sound Studio?
I guess we should.
Laguna Sound Studio helped us produce those segments. We produced a jingle and we produced the intro that you heard this morning that's sort of inspired by another show of similar name.
Yeah.
And Jason Fetty sings on our jingle, which I think is just fantastic.
It's fun. And you know what? It was a good idea bringing the kazoos because the only thing, I can play guitar and that's about it.
Right.
But anybody can play the old.
You have it.
I got it.
in your pocket waiting around. We're going to do a lot of games on this show, which we're really excited about. We're going to play one with the band Pompeia, which will be here after 9 a.m. from Moscow, Russia, called Indie Band Name Or. And we've got another game that involves kazoos called Name That Kazoon.
Name That Kazoon. I always think it's you've been kazooned. It's not, is it? No, Name That Kazoo.
Name That Kazoo.
Yeah, it is.
Our games have a lot of different odd names, so I don't blame you or anyone for really forgetting them.
This kazoo's got some advertising on it. It's advertising on everything these days.
What's it
say? So it says a2gmusic.com and then a phone number.
Well, that's probably who made the... There's a phone number on our kazoo?
There's a phone number. Yeah, it's not a bad idea, really, is it?
Should we make KX kazoos?
KX zoos. Yeah, it doesn't really
Doesn't really work.
No.
Well... Okay, so when the band comes in this morning, a slew of things we're trying to do on our new show, Daily Scramble Live, one of which is called The Secret Word.
Yeah, now this is a good thing.
You explain this.
Yeah. Early on when we first began broadcasting, we went down to San Diego. Tyler and I went down to San Diego to some sort of convention thing. I don't remember anything about it because I was completely out of my depth.
Good story.
And we interviewed a few people. We were very lucky. We got to interview Eddie Money. Remember that?
I do.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then we interviewed a lady who was Carole King's daughter.
Right.
Do you remember her first name?
Don't.
No, but she was very nice. And she was a songwriter herself and very talented. And before I went into the interview, Tyler said to me, listen, let's make this interesting. Let's think of a word that you've got to get her to say. Right? And I said, all right, I'll get her to say jam.
Jam.
And so we got talking.
As in toast and jam.
Yeah, jam, yeah. Yeah, not jams, but jam.
Right.
And I got talking to her and I said to her, so is Carole King like, is she your mom? Is she like, does she do stuff around the house? Does she grow her own herbs? I mean, I'm trying to picture Carole King at home. It's a very difficult thing to picture. And she said, no, she's not very domestic, blah, blah. I said, does she make her own preserves? And she went, what, jam? And everybody went, yay! So it was a really great idea. It was a good idea. So we're going to do the same sort of thing when our band comes in. We're going to talk to them and interview them and ask them about their music and the usual stuff. But we also want them to, we want to try and get them to say a specific word, right, which we've thought of. And we're calling it secret word.
So?
Yeah.
Today's secret word is?
Tonic.
Tonic.
Tonic. Today's secret word is tonic. So when the band comes in Pompeii, we're going to talk to them about a lot of things. But to make it interesting for us anyway, we're going to try and get them to say the word tonic. And if they do, all heck is going
to
break loose.
And to be clear on the rules, we can't say the word.
Right.
We can't say tonic, and then they say tonic.
No.
And we win. We have to get them to say it without actually saying the word.
Right. But they are going to be aware that there is a secret word.
Yes.
But they don't know what it is.
And let's be clear that we intend to still be radio professionals. And if the secret word is not said, our interview will not be degraded to trying to get them
we'll
to say
see.
The secret
but
word.
If you know this, the whole thing's going to be much more interesting.
It will
I
be
think.
Interesting.
Different level.
So again,
today's secret word is
tonic. Tonic.
Let's get to our surf conditions. Thanks to Eco Warrior James Pribram. Daily Scramble Live welcomes its surf reporter to our brand new show, James Pribram.
Hi, I'd like to order a side of hash brown.
Morning, James.
Hello, Jason. Good morning.
Good morning,
Tyler.
Are you enjoying our new show?
I love it. It makes me hungry.
Well, I guess that's the point.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'm glad you still get to join us on the new program to bring us the surf and weather on weekday mornings, James.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. We still have a good southwest long period swell, slowly fading with background southeast medium period swell, which means absolutely nothing to you two. But for us that like to surf, there's good waves today, about 3 to 5 feet. High tide was at 7:37 a.m. of 4.2, so the tide is now going out all the way until 12:52 p.m., an even 2 foot tide. But like I said, waves are good today, 3 to 5 foot. And our weather, as you know, is beautiful, stunning. Looking at a high of 85 today. We're going to have some light northwest winds today, but coming west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Looks like in the afternoon, it could get kind of gusty with winds getting up to 20 miles per hour. So great day to fly a kite this afternoon and surf. And looking at the rest of the week, looking at 3 to 5 foot all week. Highs in the mid to high 80s. So Indian summer is here. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, that's very good. I'm glad. Surf Smurf, what do you think women find less attractive, bad breath or nose hair? There's a new survey.
Long hair and Brit.
Oh, God.
He got a haircut, James. He looks great.
Hey, listen, bad breath's better than no breath at all. That's what I always say.
Oh, I'm going bad breath. Well,
you're right. No, you're right. 54% say bad breath. 46% say nose hair.
Yeah. What if he had nose hair in bad breath?
Yeah. Well, you're on your own there, kid.
You don't get in the door.
You're literally James Pribram on your own there, kid.
I always have been.
Hey, James, why didn't the Brook Street go off this weekend?
Yeah. Very good question. Luckily, I'm not the contest director. No, you know, Brook Street, it's a funny little wave. It's very fickle. So the west swell was actually too west for Brook Street. Although the waves were big, conditions were kind of funny. Tides weren't great. It was kind of windy Sunday. So, yeah.
No, you're all just a bit picky, aren't you, James? It's very all you Valley Girl surfers in Laguna Beach.
Hey,
I don't want that one. I want that one. I don't want that one.
Like I stated, I'm not the contest director.
Well,
I gotta say, you know, there's at least 6 or more weeks on the contest waiting period, and you know, I think the contest director made a gutsy call. He's waiting for a great hurricane swell, which I know we're gonna get this month. So we'll see. If not, then it was a bad call.
All right, James. Thank you for the surf and weather. Brought to you by Excess Energy and Skydive Elsinore. We're happy to still have you on the show, as hungry as it makes you.
Don't burn my egg. I see a mountain in my gaze.
Finally. This morning we've done a whole new thing, Daily Scramble Live, and I think it's been a success. At least we're still alive, Tyler and I. We haven't bruised each other too much. So it's 20 after 10. So now we're going to introduce our live band in the studio. Very happy to welcome Pompeia. Got a new album out called Real.
Hello, that's true.
And that is true, right? Because we were just talking about the Wikipedia page, and there's some stuff on there that may not be true. Danny Broad, how are you doing?
Good.
Try the other mic.
The other mic.
There you go, man.
I don't hear myself right
now.
You're in there. You're good. You're with us. Okay. How are you doing, man? You doing all right?
Oh yeah, just waking up right now at the moment.
I know it's way too early in the morning to get a band in here, but you guys, you look all right. You're young and fresh and. You're from Russia. That's wild, isn't it?
It was a long trip to here from Russia.
No.
All the way, 12 hours. Plus 1 hour to drive.
Where are you living? Living in L.A.?
At Highland Park right now. We stand at Highland Park.
In L.A. Nice. And you managed to get out of the Soviet Union. That's some big stuff. Soviet Union still right?
Soviet Union is still right. It's still okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Soviet Union. I was a kid.
Do you ever... I wasn't. I remember it.
You know better.
I remember the
Can
whole
you tell
thing.
Us?
I'm scared right now. The place is full of Russians.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
We're dangerous.
Do you ever think, wow, I'm Russian? That's weird.
Yeah, it helps us yesterday.
Yeah, what happened yesterday?
Well, just two strange guy came up from the shadow trees and they asked, hey, bro, do you have a dollar? And I'm like, why do you need a dollar? Why do I have to give you a dollar? I'm Russian. I said, I love Russians, and he's run away.
Really?
I don't know.
You scared him?
Hopefully.
He thought you were going to nuke
him. He a little bit scared me, though.
He thought you were going to drop a bomb on him or something.
I think he sounded so weird that they decided he's maybe out of his mind, something like that.
Right, they just thought he was a lunatic.
Do you ever speak Russian in a place where you don't want people to understand what you're saying?
Yeah, actually, Russian about 5 minutes ago for the live.
Because you didn't want us to hear that you were talking.
No, it just because we want to understand each other better.
Not because you had anything mean to say about us.
We don't know you as good to say mean things about you.
No, that's true. But I'm excited. My great grandparents were Russian.
Oh.
Seriously. You can't tell by my big Russian head.
So
my wife says I've got a big Russian head.
They came before the revolution.
A big Russian
head?
No,
they ran away from the pogroms.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
They ran away from what?
From the Cossacks.
Oh, Cossacks?
Yeah, they ran away from Cossacks.
Okay.
Oh, we too.
Yeah, you guys came. I mean, are you living in L.A. now, all of you?
Oh, we just try to move here. So we just stay in different places, but we now in the promo runs. So basically we're changing the house almost every week because right now we go into our next promo run. It's going to be at Seattle and Santa Barbara and something in between. Santa Barbara is it September 17th.
Right.
Seattle is September 12th.
So. And where's that Santa Barbara gig in case people want to go?
Oh, I remember it's Soho House or something like that.
Okay. We'll put the info online.
Yeah, we're going to put the info. Sorry, I'm not.
So you're basically on the move right now. You don't have a place that you've settled and you've come all the way from Moscow, Russia, trying to make it work in California, just staying wherever you can.
Yeah.
That must be pretty crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
But we're kind of having fun. We're trying to have fun from all of it.
Yeah, no, I bet you are. And it's easy to make fun of differences between people, but there is an international language.
We learn a lot of new, just seeing a lot of new towns and things and faces, and it's still cool.
Is America what you expected it to be? Is it like you expected it to be?
To me, yes. But we're not first time in America. We already have been here in 2012. We recorded our second album in Los Angeles, in Bedrock.
Cool. Well, you want to play some music?
I was going to say the same thing.
Can. See?
And now it's time to play some music from our latest LP called Reeled. And this single is called Pasadena. Thank you.
little Mina, got a custom better life. Now you packed your wings away and moved to Pasadena. There you're gonna be alright. Looking good, check your speed. Fire want to be on a middle line. No, I can't chase you now. Why you wanna be on the middle line? This is the mountain. Why you wanna be in this ride? Why you wanna keep us divided? Baby, if you want to sit tight. Let it come together, alright. I'll do anything and you try. Up and over, broke the code, I'm feeling fine. Keep dancing with your mind, call me when you're sober, but don't cross the yellow line. Looking good, check your speed, fire wants to be on a middle line. No, I can't chase you now, why you wanna be on a middle line? This is the move.
Pompeia Live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. That was their song Pasadena, which I think is so interesting. When I first heard that song, I read that you were from Moscow, Russia, and you had a song called Pasadena. So how did that area influence you? Right? Why did you write a song about it?
Yeah, we've been in Pasadena once before we wrote this song, but I would not say that this area in particular has influenced us, because we've been just in some stores, like App Store.
Right.
And but for some reason the name is inspired me, so the name of a city. And doing the other demo song, when I was about to do sketch vocals, this name just somehow appears when I start to sing. And I was thinking, if it appears, maybe I can build the story around some particular town.
It does say, it is an interesting sound, Pasadena, because we hear it all the time because we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're new to the place, then these words jump out at you as being interesting, right?
And also we have a free advertisement all around the town, signs, green signs saying Pasadena.
Really?
They promote in our single.
That's great. That's great.
So the government are promoting.
You'll always have a home in Pasadena. Yeah.
I think it sounds pretty Italian, maybe, Pasadena.
Pasadena.
So it goes,
Pasadena,
goes well
yeah.
with Pompeia, I think. Pompeia, Pasadena.
Yeah, talk about that. What's the origin of your band's name, Pompeia?
So it's it takes from ancient times. So there was an ancient woman called Pompeia. That's not the town Pompeii that was destroyed.
Sula.
Yeah, and yeah, Pompeia Sulla. She was beautiful.
Hope.
That's all we know about her.
That's actually all, and that's enough. That's enough for a band name, huh?
Well, the band name appears just independently from any story, but later we just found that Pompeia is also a name. It actually a name. Some people, some girls probably named even right now, maybe in Rome, maybe in Italy.
Maybe, yeah.
I met one girl in Silver Lake, and when I showed her a CD, she said, like, wow, this is the name of my boss.
Huh.
That is interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not just, it's not the town in Italy that was destroyed
because
by
the town
Vesuvius.
Is a different name, Pompeii.
Right.
And we didn't want him to change the A word, A letter from our name, so we decided to move to the other story.
See, I'm a stupid Brit and he's a stupid American, and we don't know if Pompeia is the correct pronunciation of Pompeii. We have no idea. We don't really know anything.
Pompeia. I wish to know how Americans will pronounce.
They'll really draw it out. Pompeia. That's how it'll get drawn out in an American accent.
Pompeia.
Yeah.
I hope it will not be a problem to our career.
No. It's going to be fine. So. As long as they're Pompeying, that's the important thing, right?
Pompeying.
As long as they're
Pompeying.
Yeah, I got a little smile there.
I'm surprised they got
Pompeii. A stretch of a joke in front of English or American people, let alone people's English as a second language.
Hey, do you guys drink a lot of vodka? Is that true?
Of course, right now we really drunk.
You're very drunk right now. Yeah.
What do you mix it with typically?
First of all, it should be iced.
Okay.
Because all American bars giving you the warm vodka, and to me it's ridiculous. It should be iced, and you can drink it just with lemon or just a sip of tomato juice or any other juice. Like
interesting.
Whatever you want.
You can use pickles. I mean,
you can use a pickles, yeah.
Wow.
Pickles?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like you put a pickle on the side, like they put a martini with a lemon on it, you could put like a pickle on a gherkin on the side.
I mean, when you're drunk, you can do whatever you want to do.
You should sniff the salt and put some lemon in your ice, fresh
Ireland
the
style,
ice.
That's
with your
head. Any cuts, you should put some lemon in that too. Anything that gives you pain, that would be a very Russian. And then the vodka could cure the pain, yeah, right? Sure, yeah. Have you seen the stuff that like in the bars here?
We are more fans of bourbon.
Oh, you really? Are? You got into the American thing.
Yeah, so.
Because vodka's
maybe
very,
that's why we are here.
Vodka's very popular in the United States. Lots of different vodkas from all over the world, made out of different vegetables and all kinds of different things. And have you seen the stuff that they serve it with? I mean, there's a whole. Right, have you been in the bars here much, or do you just drink alone?
Alone. On the beach.
You can do that today, right? After you get out of here.
Right.
Sometimes we're taking a bath full of vodka, jacuzzi, vodka.
That's exactly how I pictured Russians. It's true. They take
that's
a bath.
That's exactly what we're doing every day.
You do it every day. Pompeia's live in studio on KX93.5. You guys are going to take us out with one more song. Yeah. What's the second one you guys are going
to
do for
us? The second song is called Liar. And I forgot to mention that Pasadena has a video. You can YouTube it.
Great.
And Liar has another video. The second current single from our latest LP, Real. Baby. That will be harder. Да. И пой верхние бэки, ладно?
This is the first time we've ever had Russian spoken on our radio.
Всем русским привет.
Would you like me to translate?
Yeah.
Pompeii, live in the studio at KX93.5. Tremendous stuff, guys. Thanks for coming
in.
Nice
job, you guys. Awesome.
Playing
thank
that.
You.
That's really great.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. All the way from Moscow, Russia, by way of being LA immigrants. You guys moving around, trying to make a home for yourself in Los Angeles. So keep it up. Again, Santa Barbara, you've got a show. We'll look up that venue and put it online on the 17th. And the new album, Real, is out. Where should people go to get that?
Well, actually, Pompeia.com or a label website is noshame.com. You can order it online.
Great.
And of course, we will try to bring some stuff on our live shows.
Yeah. So Santa Barbara, that's the next chance to see you. Thank you guys so much for driving down this morning and for playing for us.
Thank you. All right. There you go. There's some Russian on the radio. Nice one. Actually, we failed. We failed today.
Why?
Because this is a brand new show for us. And we did this whole thing where we were going to try and we decided on a word, a secret word that we were going to try and get you guys to say, and we couldn't get you to say it. And the word was tonic. Could you just say tonic for us?
Tonic.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Well done. We got it. We'll edit this entire thing for the podcast, and we'll slot it in like we won. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. We're KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.